This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A fence manufacturer is going to bring 151 jobs to Columbus County. Barrier Fencing makes metal and vinyl fencing for both commercial and residential use. A $450,000 state building reuse grant will help them finance the renovation of a 220,000 square foot building for Barrier and Chavin. The company will create 91 jobs with an investment of $14 million overall. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will discuss another project that's going to benefit from a building reuse grant, the Provolis project on Columbus Street in downtown. State officials announced Friday that the city received a $390,000 grant to reuse the 19,000 square foot building for Provolis. That company is going to create 60 new tech jobs with a private investment of $1.7 million. The board will also review planned improvements to Lee and Franklin Streets. Officials are working closely with DOT to get the underground infrastructure work finished before DOT resurfaces both roadways this year. A bill banning diversity, equity, and inclusion in state government was introduced in the General Assembly on Friday by Representative Brendan Jones of Columbus County. The sweeping legislation would prohibit DEI funding using tax dollars in state and local governments, schools, and public higher education. If the bill makes it through both the House and the Senate, as is anticipated, it still faces a probable veto from Governor Josh Stein, who has campaigned on expanding DEI in the state. See our story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more. The investigation is continuing into the death of a Bermuda Bay man who disappeared February 13th. Family members searching for Irvin Hakeem Johnson on Tuesday found the missing man's body at a pond near the family home. The SBI said the cause of death had not been determined. Johnson disappeared from his residence around 3 a.m. February 13th. He was reported missing on February 16th. A traffic stop turned into a long high-speed chase that ended with a foot chase and felonies early Thursday near the town of Brunswick. David Reynosa allegedly fled from deputies near the Tiger Mart. The vehicle pursuit went through Pleasant Plains and several other communities before Reynosa jumped from the car at Oak Hollow. He was apprehended after a brief foot chase and a scuffle with deputies. No one was seriously injured. Crystal meth and drug paraphernalia were found in the vehicle. Movies are coming back to the Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville this weekend. WALL-E will be shown Saturday at 11 and 2 in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available. There'll be opportunities for hands-on learning after each show. The movie series is sponsored by International Paper. Mount Olive Original Free Will Baptist Church will have homecoming this Sunday. Reverend Stuart Norris will speak. The Mount Olive Quartet will provide special music. Dinner will follow the service. The church is located at 439 Oak Glade Road, Whiteville. Southern Farm Days is coming up in March, the 14th through the 16th, as a matter of fact. The 15th annual event is one of the largest in Columbus County, brings thousands of visitors to Boys and Girls Home. Follow the CCN website for updates on Southern Farm Days. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on April 9th. The field day will be at the Whiteville High Soccer Field. Sponsors are needed for the event. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.